Hello.
Hi. How you doing today, ma'am? Hi, my name is Will. I'm with CVA Homes. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, and who you are?
Hi, my name is Will. I'm giving you a call. Looks like do you know someone by the name of Joseph?
Yeah, he's not home right now, and I am the wife, so
Okay.
can you
Did you ever
tell
have
me?
any interest in selling a property on Jefferson Highway?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a moment to talk about it, or should I call back at a later time?
Oh, you can talk with me. I
Okay,
know
great.
everything.
Okay, great, great. All right, so usually when I talk, it usually takes me about 10 minutes or so. Just want to ask you some basic questions about the property and go over some options with you. And, if you like what you hear, we can move forward. And if not, we can part ways, okay?
Okay.
All right. So how long have you owned this property?
So, asking my husband, oh, 1998 or 9, a long time ago.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Okay. And do you guys own this property together? Is it both of y'all's home?
Well, I'm second wife, so actually it's only for my husband.
Okay, so it's mainly in his name.
Krabucha.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And are you all living in it right now, or is it vacant?
Excuse me?
I said, are you guys living in the house right now, or is it a vacant property?
Of course, we love this place. I'm here 20 years.
Okay. You said you love that place?
Excuse me?
I said, you said you love that house?
House, you know, it's not big, just only 12 years old. After earthquake, the government helped us. Just the place is beautiful. We put too much work, a lot of fruit tree, and it's a little bit hard to sell this property because if somebody destroys everything, that's be, and I hope we don't see that one.
Okay.
It's memory, a lot of memory.
Exactly. That's the hard part sometimes about having a house is all the memories of family and things like that.
It's not like we, because we're different. We're born in Poland, and that is not as home. We think a little bit different about this property. Just we're thinking to move to go back to Poland.
Okay.
And we're talking, we're not sure what's going on yet. Just, yeah, that's probably we want to sell. If somebody gives us a good price.
Okay.
Everything is about the money,
Yes,
honestly.
ma'am. That's right. That's right.
You know this.
So you said you've been in a in you have you been in the United States for 20 years? Is that what you were saying?
I was here in 20. I am here in 20 years because before I was living in New Jersey, and I love over here in Virginia. And special this place, a lot of happen around, and except one thing, the earthquake, in Mineral.
Okay. All right. So, Are there any repairs that you need that need to be done to the property?
No.
Okay. Okay. Tell me about some of the work that you guys have done over the last few years to the property.
Excuse me?
I said, can you tell me some of the repairs or upgrades you guys have done to the house over the years?
It's 12 years old. It's building brand new, the house. It's 2-bedroom, living room, 1-bathroom, kitchen.
So
before we had the old house, just the old house disappeared.
And you said it's two bedrooms and 1-bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you guys had this house built 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was built 12 years ago. Exactly.
Oh, you bought it 12 years ago?
No. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am. So you're saying that you guys built this house brand new 12 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I got you now. Okay.
Because government helped us after earthquake. The house before, old one, was destroyed, was dangerous to live.
Okay. So the government was able to pay for you guys to have a new house?
Excuse me?
I said, so the government was able to get you guys a new house?
Yes, they helped.
Okay. Well, that was nice. To have that kind of support.
Oh, that was good. No. Nice and not nice. Because the old house was a little bit bigger. And that one is smaller. Just have a lot of plus, like, you know, heater, heat pump, everything costs less than we paid before. So, yeah.
Okay, okay. Is there anything that you would like to tell me about the property? Anything special about the property at all?
I don't know what you want to know.
I mean, it sounds like it's only 12 years old, so I'm sure there's nothing that needs to be upgraded in the property, correct?
But, you know, it's something like you talking from somewhere, from space. I don't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was saying that.
You know what I tell you? It's the best if somebody came and looked, then we can talk what we expect, or I don't know what, you know, that you cannot buy something if you only talk with somebody.
Yeah, this just gives us a good head start as to what direction to go in, because we have different aspects as to how we buy properties. So depending on your situation and what you have going on, it gives us exit strategies as to how we can actually get this deal closed out for you. So we like to get some information so that we can have a better understanding as to how to approach the situation, because no situation is going to be exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, the location is very nice. It's Loop 33 and almost corner 522. Is connection to everywhere.
Yeah.
It's location, like a lot of people say, location, location, location. And
okay.
That's shame to sell. Just we're too old, and I don't know what's going on over here. And if you're retirement, I am. I don't have a much money. My husband will be next year because he's a little bit younger. And let's be, and we still have a 50 something thousand in mortgage. That's be really hard to pay everything.
Okay. Okay. I mean, this sounds like a property that we might be interested in. Why are you thinking about selling it?
Because we want to go back to Poland.
Okay. Do you have family there?
Excuse me?
Do you have family there?
Well, we was born over here, and that'd be much cheaper to live in Poland than here.
Yeah. It is a bit expensive to live here.
It's the one, the most reason of a host. Yeah. Like I say, money.
Yeah. How long have you guys been thinking about selling?
I think about 2 years. Like 2 years ago, I was in Poland because my mother died. Yes, and long time I was not, and I see, and I start love it. I want to go back.
Okay. What do you see? So outside of like it being expensive here, what's the difference between living here and living in Poland?
Money. The living cost.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's the reason.
Okay. All right. And so as far as the house and things like that, as far as you guys leaving and going out, I mean, like how soon would you guys be looking to possibly go to Poland? How soon would you want to leave?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, how soon would you want to go to Poland? Like, how soon would you guys want to move back?
Well, we have a couple options. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Take some second mortgage, which one help us to buy something in Poland, and then my daughter will be stay in this house to pay. That is, everything is open. Or we sell this property and give her some money so she can live. Because right now, Ashley, she living with us. It is, like I say, by the phone is, it's very hard. If you really interesting, you have to come to us if my husband is home because and talk with him because he's working, coming home very late, and he actually doesn't want to talk about this much by the phone.
Okay.
I'm honest. Well, that's, I know him, and special now, he has some problem with the walking, with the leg, the pain, so he's panicked sometimes.
Oh, wow. What,
yeah.
What kind of work does he do?
He actually doing kitchen refacing. He was working for Home Depot, and now just that was a lot of travel. She always staying in motel, hotel, you know, he say enough. So like 1 year he was in some company in Fredericksburg, and he doing around the house every day. He's home. Is we start joining the life.
Okay. I mean, if you decide to sell, I mean, would you want to sell in 30 days, 45 days, 60 days?
No. We're thinking about the next year.
Okay. Like spring, summertime?
Maybe after summer, because, you know, it's not easy. We have a lot of stuff. We have to sell. We have to prepare.
Yeah.
That's it, you know, not like one day you sell and, okay, what everything around? We have two dogs. We have a cat living outside. We have to think what happened with the cat.
That's true.
You know, so, somebody...
Really planning everything out and making sure you guys are ready to go, right?
You know, the two boxer, they old. One will be 9 years. No, he's already 9 years, so he will be 10 years next year. Another is 7, just in not really good shape. So I'm not sure they can survive the flight. So that's what we're thinking. Maybe my daughter stay here. Just, I don't know. I really don't know yet exactly. And tell me, why you want to buy this property? If you call to me, so means you know something.
Yeah, the reason why we called out to you was because it looks like Joseph had put together a web form. I guess he went online and saw who we were and filled out a web form, giving us the information about the property and things like that.
Yeah.
So, he's probably inquiring about, you know, what to do and how to go about it. So, you know, we wanted to follow up and find out what your guys' thoughts were and what you were looking to do and, you know, how we could be of service to you.
Yeah. This is not easy, you know. We're not like another person. We want to buy another house, we want to move some another place, we want to sell and don't care. If you actually built something from the beginning, you know, every tree, everything around is different.
Yeah. Like you said, you've been there with it, so, you know, you still have, you know, a little bit of attachment to it, and you said the memories, and unfortunately, you know, the new property isn't the same size of what you used to, but it was home, you know?
Yeah, that's not the house that is home, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm totally understanding of that situation. But yeah, I mean, I hear that, you know, you guys want to move sometime next year, so...
Because my husband going for retirement, and yeah, we need three more months to pay off the car and, you know, something, things like this.
Okay, makes sense.
Well.
Yes, ma'am. Had you guys ever talked about like what you guys would want for the property as far as the price? Or are you guys still thinking about that?
Sorry, say again.
I said, have you and your husband talked about your price that you may want to sell the property for, or have you guys not gotten that far yet?
You know, yeah, we got it. 178. Somebody sent us check. I don't know. No, that is not enough. Yeah, you know, by the taxes, the property is worth more than 200. So, you know, if somebody offered me 178 and plus I have to pay off my mortgage, 60,000, so left me, well, maybe 1,000, maybe 100, maybe less. Because,
Wow.
yeah, that is true, because closing costs, this, you know how this looks.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Ridiculous. Just
So, I mean, so if you guys were to sell it, do you have any what you would accept for it?
we're paying, and that's it. Because mortgage cost us 500 a month. You don't find right now another place to live for 500.
Okay.
My daughter is looking for some rent to house or apartment. Everything is more than 1,000.
Yeah, everything's going to be more expensive right now.
I don't know. You have to really make good money to afford with everything. What about these young people? I don't know. Who is not
Okay.
rich and parents not rich?
Yeah. When is a good time to speak with you and your husband together?
Maybe Sunday.
Sunday? Okay. What time of day normally works for you guys?
Well, Sunday he's home, just he prefer a little bit sleep longer,
So like
like
late afternoon, maybe like 3 or 4.
maybe early, because then if it's nice weather, he always working, do something outside, because right now he digging before the winter the every flower which one have to go inside the house. And awesome, the best time I will be say 12 o'clock, 12, 1.
Okay, I can do that.
On this Sunday, oh, I forgot. This Sunday I'm going to my daughter to Richmond. And that is my phone. I give you, and that number, which one I see in my cellular phone, that's the number from which one you'll be calling to him?
Can I call this number back?
No. he has a different phone number. Just if he don't know who is calling, he don't pick up because
okay.
it's so many stupid phone calls, especially right now before the Medicare change. You know, that's crazy.
Exactly, exactly. Well, what's a good phone number to give him a call back on?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
540.
Mm-hmm.
205-0298. 0298. So 540-205-0298. 98, yes. I always have to think because, you know, my number is similar.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. All right. So I'll give him a call, not this Sunday, but next Sunday around 1 p.m.
Yes. That'd be perfect next Sunday.
Okay.
24th.
Yes, ma'am. I got it right here in my notes.
Yeah, because I'm be home, so.
Okay. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
I don't know why I want to talk with you because your voice is nice.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
The most, you know, and the people just business.
That's yeah, well, you want to talk to people who actually care and want to talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
And I definitely want to get to know you guys and you know, really get, you know, if this is your house we're talking about. So, you know, it's a sort of a sensitive conversation, and I want us to build a right, healthy type of relationship if this thing continues. You know,
mm-hmm.
people that you can trust and work with, and our team, they're amazing. You know, they communicate very well, and, you know, you'll always be up to date on what's going on.
Yeah. We love this property. It's quiet. You feel safety, you know. The people around, not many. Oh, it's flat. We don't see them around. So it's really, you can enjoy the life over here. It's if somebody looking for this.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, what I'll do is I will, I don't want to hold too much of your time today because I definitely want to get a chance to talk to you and Joseph together.
Yes.
And really, you know, get a good understanding of where the both of you are considering what you're looking to do. And just walking you through the process and making it very easy for you. So once we get to that point, to the finish line, it's an easy transition for you all.
Okay.
All right. And what's your name, ma'am?
Eva.
Edna?
Eva.
Okay.
You can call me Eva. I know. E-W-A-A. So, no. It's different spelling. So Eva is okay, and my husband is Joseph.
Okay. Got you. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, I will go ahead and update all my information here. And yeah, we'll speak in a week. But if you have any questions for me in the meantime, this is my direct number. You can call me anytime, okay?
Yes, I have a, you have a business, you just buying or you giving some mortgage, some, I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
actually, you are the only, your business is only buy this houses?
Yes, ma'am. We look to buy houses. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But if you need anything else, you know, we might be able to help you out as well on the other end of that, too. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask, and, you know, we'll give you an answer either way.
We don't have anybody who want to help, who want to listen us. And what is the company?
We are CVA Homes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's something different. Not like we buy the houses with something, I don't know.
You know, like I said, we have different strategies. Sometimes we buy houses that need a lot of work and need to be fixed up a lot. And then we have some people who have really, really nice houses and, you know, they're renting it out and they don't want to be a renter anymore. Or, you know, there's someone like you. You have a nice house.
What do you doing with these houses if you buy?
Again, we have multiple exit strategies, so we could always do probably some light cosmetics and, you know, or do some extreme fixing to it, however we see fit. The biggest thing is for us is to make sure that the numbers work for both parties, so for us and for you. We want to make sure that you win.
And then you're selling again.
Yeah, after we do all the work and things like that. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, depending on the situation of your home, it could change to something else, you know. But
better to sell to you or just put the house for sale and some private person buy this house?
The only issue with putting it on the market, and I don't talk bad about people like this, but we have the ability to do the same thing. But the only thing different about going through a realtor is you get boxed into a contract. Sometimes it could be a long contract. And they also are going to want you to do fixing to the house. They're going to want you to, like, fix things that you probably think look good. And it'll cost you money to fix those things while you're trying to sell the house, which you probably don't want to put more money into a house that you're trying to sell, right?
You know, I tell you something, because I was selling in Poland my mother's apartment. And before she died, she fixed. That is not worth it. Because doesn't matter what you do in this house, somebody knew everything changed, the color, the kitchen, that's not worth it.
Exactly. So that's why we come in and tell you that it's going to stay as is. So you don't have to do any work to the house. We'll buy it and we'll make sure that it's
a wrong house. Take some good people to clean,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. If you want, you can painting. If I don't know, just good clean, and everything will be looks good.
Yes, ma'am. And that's generally how it works, is we just want to make sure that, you know, however we need to get the money to you, if it's a creative way or marketing it or just buying it, you know, we find different ways to do that. But we want to make it easy for you so you're not putting any money into the house. We don't want you to have to, you know, pay.
No, we don't want to do nothing because it's really not worth it.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, so we'll definitely...
You put a brand new door outside,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, I don't like that one. So why I have to spend money for this?
Well, that's why when they buy it, they can turn and fix it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say when you buy it, you can change the door. Right now, this is the way the door is going to look. Yep.
Okay, this was nice to talk to you. And
yes,
I had
it was definitely nice to speak with you. Yes, ma'am. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you all. You guys really soon, okay?
What is your name?
My name is Will, W-I-L-L.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So like I said, if you have any questions or if you guys, you know, want to talk, you can call me or text me on this number, and I'll reach back out to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a great rest of, you have a great weekend.
Same to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.